Here at Coffee Break Languages, we love our coffee, so we are delighted to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Pact Coffee. You can enjoy freshly roasted speciality coffee delivered straight to your door and get £5 off your first delivery. This isn't your typical subscription that comes on the first of every month or every Monday. You can get coffee whenever you want, and you can pause, cancel or change your plan anytime online. Pact Coffee sources the best quality coffee and buys direct from farmers, ensuring they earn from 25 to 125% above fair trade price for their great coffee, so they actually make a profit. Pact Coffee is roasted fresh for your order and ground moments before it's shipped, and you get free next day delivery. Create your flexible coffee plan by going to pactcoffee.com, that's pactcoffee.com, and enter the code COFFEEBREAK at checkout to get £5 off your first delivery. Bonjour tout le monde et bienvenue à Coffee Break French. Welcome back to Coffee Break French. Now, this is lesson 51, and in this lesson, we're going to be using one of the verbs that we've studied previously, and that's the verb aller, and combining that with the infinitive to create the immediate future tense. So, I am going to do something. Je vais faire quelque chose. So, I hope you enjoy this lesson of Coffee Break French. Now, I was actually about to start by saying, today we're going to be learning about a particular piece of grammar. And I realized that in saying that, I was actually explaining the bit of grammar that we're going to be learning. Because today we're talking about going to do something. I'm going to learn about this piece of grammar. We are going to visit the cinema. You are going to have a coffee. And when we're talking about going to do something, it's almost like talking about the future. Because if I say, I'm going to have a coffee, well, my having the coffee is happening at some point in the future. It's a fairly immediate future. Okay, so tomorrow I'm going to visit my grandmother. Again, we're talking about something that's happening in the immediate future. So in English, we would use what we could call a present continuous tense, a present progressive tense. I am going, and then we follow it with an infinitive. I am going to drink a coffee. I am going to read a book. So it's to do something. And in French, we do something very similar. We're going to take part of the verb to go. Anna, can you remember what to go is?
Aller.
Aller, of course it is. So we're going to take a part of aller and then follow it with an infinitive. So that's basically how we form the immediate future tense in French. Now, we're going to be using aller quite a bit in this lesson, so let's begin by revising or reviewing the formation of the present tense of aller. Anna, can you remember how you would say I go?
Je vais.
Je vais. Okay, now je vais is I go or I am going. So how would you say you go or you are going?
Tu vas.
Tu vas. He is going or he goes?
Il va.
Il va. And what about the she form?
Elle va.
Of course, it's the same. So, je vais, tu vas, il va, elle va.
Je vais, tu vas, il va, elle va.
And then we go.
Nous allons.
Nous allons. You go, plural or polite.
Vous allez.
Vous allez. And then they go.
Ils vont.
Ils vont. And if the they was referring to a group of females.
Elles vont.
Elles vont. Très bien. So, je vais, tu vas, il va, elle va, nous allons, vous allez, ils vont, elles vont.
Oh, ok. Je vais. Tu vas, il va, elle va, nous allons, vous allez, ils vont, elles vont.
Excellent. Okay, now what we're going to do is add an infinitive to these verbs. So let's take je vais, I go or I am going, and let's add the infinitive parler. So parler, of course, means?
To talk.
to talk or to speak. So I am going to talk French, or I'm going to speak French. Let's see if you can work out how you would say, I am going to speak French. Anna, can you tell us what that would be?
That would be, je vais parler français.
Je vais parler français. Okay, je vais parler français. So, je vais, the part of aller, followed by an infinitive. Je vais parler français. Now, you could equally say, je vais parler en français. I'm going to speak in French, rather than just saying, I'm going to speak French. Je vais parler français. When you use parler, you don't necessarily need to include the en. Parler français. But if you want to translate into French, then you would say traduire en français. So when you're using parler, you don't need to use the en. But in this case, we can use it or we can leave it out. Je vais parler français.
Je vais parler français.
Or je vais parler en français.
Je vais parler en français.
Okay, très bien. So we've got the part of aller, je vais, plus an infinitive. Now, the next 60 seconds are for those of you who have perhaps studied Italian or Spanish before, where things work slightly differently. And when you study a number of languages, then it's quite often the case that you want to compare between one and the other. If you haven't studied one of these languages, then you can probably skip on beyond this part. So for those of you who have studied Italian, then you'll probably know that in Italian to say, I am going to do something, you would say, vado a fare qualcosa. For example, vado a fare la spesa, I am going to do the shopping. And in Spanish, you would say, ir a, plus the infinitive. So, voy a ir a la piscina, I am going to go to the swimming pool. So in Italian and Spanish, you put an a in between the part of the verb to go, andare, or ir, and the infinitive. In French, you don't put that a in. You go straight from the part of aller into the infinitive. So it's not je vais à faire quelque chose, je vais à parler en français. That's wrong. You go straight from the je vais into parler. Okay, it's safe for those of you who haven't studied Italian and Spanish to come back and join us again. So let's put this to the test a little. We've got a part of aller plus the infinitive. So, Anna, I'm going to give you some sentences to translate into French and see if you can work out how you would say these things. Okay? So, to begin with, I am going to eat in the restaurant this evening. Okay, I think our listeners will have a chance to work that one out. Anna, can you give us what that would be?
Je vais manger au restaurant.
This evening?
Ce soir?
Très bien. Je vais manger au restaurant ce soir. You could also have said, je vais manger dans le restaurant ce soir. But au restaurant probably sounds a little better. Je vais manger au restaurant ce soir. And it's au because that's à plus le, as you know. So I'm going to eat in the restaurant this evening. Je vais manger au restaurant ce soir.
Je vais manger au restaurant ce soir.
Okay, let's try another one. We are going to listen to music this evening. Anna, can you tell us that one?
Nous allons écouter la musique ce soir.
Okay, that's almost right. Depending on what way we want to look at this, we are going to listen to music this evening. What you said was, nous allons écouter la musique. And if you say that, then you're saying that we are going to listen to the music, as in the music that we've already picked or the music that we've already chosen for this evening. If we're just going to listen to some music, then some, in that sense, is de la musique.
De la musique?
Yeah, it's like saying some coffee, du café.
Du café?
Some music, de la musique.
De la musique.
So we are going to listen to some music this evening.
Nous allons écouter de la musique ce soir.
Très bien. Nous allons écouter de la musique ce soir. Now, one thing that you got exactly right was the fact that to listen to in French is écouter. It's not écouter à or anything like that. It's just écouter. So to listen to the radio would be écouter la radio.
Écouter la radio.
So just to make sure we're absolutely clear about to listen to, in French it's one verb, écouter, which is followed by nothing if you're listening to the radio. Écouter la radio, to listen to the radio. And if you're listening to a particular piece of music, it would be écouter la musique que nous avons choisi, which we've chosen. Or if we're listening to some music, it would be écouter de la musique. Now, that probably is a little bit complicated. Don't worry too much about it. It's just the kind of thing that you need to get used to. And the best way of getting used to it is getting lots more exposure to it. So let's try. They are going to listen to the radio tomorrow. Anna, try that one.
Ils vont écouter la radio demain.
Très bien. Ils vont écouter la radio demain. Ils vont écouter la radio demain. Why am I pronouncing the T of ils vont?
Because écouter starts with a vowel.
Of course. Ils vont écouter la radio demain.
Ils vont écouter la radio demain.
Voilà, très bien. Ils vont écouter la radio demain.
Okay, we're going to take a short break there and we'll be back in just a moment.
Now, if you'd like to get more out of your Coffee Break French experience, then you can sign up for the premium version of the course. And that includes video versions of each lesson, where you'll see the words and phrases on the screen of your device. There are lesson notes and also bonus audio episodes available to help you consolidate what you've learned in the main episode. You can find out more about the premium version of Coffee Break French at the Coffee Break Academy. That's at coffeebreakacademy.com. Okay, let's get on with the lesson.
Okay, let's try another one. This is perhaps a little more complicated. Are you going to go to the market tomorrow? Now, we'll use the tu form, okay? The singular informal. Are you going to go to the market tomorrow? Anna, can you have a go with that?
Est-ce que tu vas aller au marché demain?
Très bien, ok. Now this one is slightly more complicated because there are two allées in there. So, tu vas is from aller and then it's followed by to go. Aller au marché demain. Est-ce que tu vas, we're starting it as a question, est-ce que tu vas aller au marché demain? And in actual fact, when we think about it in English, there are two to goes in there anyway. Are you going to go to the market tomorrow? So going, coming from to go, and to go, obviously coming from to go. So are you going to go to the market tomorrow? Est-ce que tu vas aller au marché demain?
Est-ce que tu vas aller au marché demain?
Okay, let's put that into the formal form. Can you say, are you going to go to the market tomorrow using the formal form?
Est-ce que vous allez au marché demain?
Now that would be, are you going to the market tomorrow? Which is perfectly correct French, but I think you've forgotten an aller in there.
Of course. So, est-ce que vous allez aller au marché demain?
Yep, absolutely right. And it does sound a little funny. And I want you to think carefully about how those allées are spelt. Est-ce que vous allez? How do you spell that?
A-L-L-E. E-Z.
Uh-huh. Est-ce que vous allez aller?
A-L-L-E-R.
Good. Okay, they sound exactly the same. Allez, EZ. Allez, ER. And of course here we're saying, est-ce que vous allez? So are you going? Plural or polite form. Allez au marché. To go to the market. Est-ce que vous allez aller au marché demain? Now, to be perfectly honest, this business of going to go is a little unnatural. We're really using it as an example here, both to practice the different spellings of the word aller and also to reinforce the idea of aller plus infinitive. But just as in English, when we say, are you going to the market tomorrow? We can use the present tense to imply a future. We can do the same thing in French. So rather than saying, I'm going to eat in the restaurant this evening, you could say, I'm eating in the restaurant this evening. Je mange au restaurant ce soir. Or, je vais manger au restaurant ce soir. Now, it's important that you understand both these constructions, particularly because the idea of aller plus infinitive, going to do something, is a very easy way of expressing something that's going to be happening in the future. There are other ways in French, just as there are in English, to talk about what's happening in the future, what will happen, but we'll come to them another time, at a later stage in the Coffee Break French course. Now, Anna, so far, aller plus infinitive, straightforward enough?
Yes, I think so.
Et très facile, en fait. Très facile, je pense. Let's make it a little more complicated. We're going to make it a little more complicated by introducing reflexive verbs. So, you already know what a reflexive verb is. Back in, I think, lesson 43, we were looking at reflexive verbs as part of your daily routine. For example, to get up. How do you say to get up in the morning?
Well, I would say je me lève.
Uh-huh. So what would the infinitive of that be?
Se lever.
Se lever, yeah. So it's the se as the reflexive pronoun plus the infinitive. Se lever. How would you say, for example, to have a shower, to shower yourself?
Se doucher.
Se doucher. Uh-huh. Se doucher. And one that rhymes with that, how would you say to go to bed?
Se coucher.
Se coucher. Très bien. Now, we often need to remind ourselves that reflexive verbs sometimes have the idea of doing something to yourself. So to shave yourself, for example, or to put makeup on yourself, to shower yourself. But at the same time, there are some verbs which are reflexive in French but don't have a reflexive translation in English. For example, to wake up. Now, to wake up is se réveiller. In English, we say to wake up. In French, you have to wake yourself up. Se réveiller.
Se réveiller.
Now, that's all fine so far. We know what reflexive verbs are. What we're looking at just now is how we put those reflexive verbs into the immediate future tense, using aller plus the infinitive. Let's take, I am going to have a shower. I'm going to shower myself. So I am going, translate that bit.
Je vais.
Je vais. And then we're going to add in to shower myself. Okay. Now, the normal infinitive would be
se doucher.
Se doucher. But in this case, you're not saying to shower oneself, you're saying to shower myself. So use the same infinitive, but change the reflexive pronoun. How do you say to shower myself?
Me doucher.
Me doucher. Okay, so to shower myself. Me being the reflexive pronoun for myself, and doucher, the straightforward infinitive. So let's put I am going, which was
je vais.
To shower myself.
Me doucher.
So I'm going to shower myself.
Je vais me doucher.
I'm going to have a shower.
Je vais me doucher.
Okay, so we've worked through that and we've realised that I'm going to have a shower can be translated as I am going to shower myself. And we need to remember that the infinitive, although it would normally be se doucher, becomes an infinitive referring to myself. Me doucher. Je vais me doucher.
Je vais me doucher.
Okay, so I'm going to shower myself. What about I am going to go to bed? So that one will sound very similar. Anna, can you try that?
Je vais me coucher.
Okay. Anna, how would you say then? This evening, I am going to go to bed at 10 o'clock.
Ce soir, je vais me coucher à 10 heures.
Très bien. Ce soir, je vais me coucher à 10 heures.
Ce soir, je vais me coucher à 10 heures.
OK. Tomorrow, I am going to get up. Now, remember, that's a reflexive verb, so it's not going to be se lever, but...
me lever.
Tomorrow, I'm going to get up at 9 o'clock.
Demain, je vais me lever à 9 heures.
Demain, je vais me lever à 9 heures. Très bien. OK, what about tomorrow? I'm going to brush my teeth, tricky one, at 10 o'clock. So, Anna, can you remember how you should say to brush one's teeth, to brush your teeth?
Se brosser les dents.
Se brosser les dents, that's right. You don't brush your teeth in French. You brush yourself the teeth. Okay? Se brosser les dents. So, tomorrow, I am going to brush my teeth at 10 o'clock.
Demain, je vais me brosser les dents à 10 heures.
Très bien. Demain, je vais me brosser les dents à 10 heures. Okay, changing the se brosser to me brosser. So, reflexive verbs in the immediate future tense. What do you think, Anna?
I think it's all good.
Good stuff.
And that's where we're going to leave it today for this edition of Coffee Break French. Thanks for joining us, and we hope it's been useful. You can join the Coffee Break French community on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeebreakfrench, and we're at Learn French on Twitter. Merci beaucoup et à bientôt.
This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.
Here at Coffee Break Languages, we love our coffee, so we are delighted to let you know that this episode is sponsored by Pact Coffee. You can enjoy freshly roasted speciality coffee delivered straight to your door and get £5 off your first delivery. This isn't your typical subscription that comes on the first of every month or every Monday. You can get coffee whenever you want, and you can pause, cancel or change your plan anytime online. Pact Coffee sources the best quality coffee and buys direct from farmers, ensuring they earn from 25 to 125% above fair trade price for their great coffee, so they actually make a profit. Pact Coffee is roasted fresh for your order and ground moments before it's shipped, and you get free next day delivery. Create your flexible coffee plan by going to pactcoffee.com. That's pactcoffee.com. And enter the code COFFEEBREAK at checkout to get £5 off your first delivery.